This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Lawyers for TikTok have pleaded with a U.S. judge to delay the Trump administration's ban of the video sharing program from app stores, which is set to take effect at the end of the day today. They say the move would infringe on the right to free speech and do irreparable harm to the business. U.S. District Judge Carl Nichols is expected to issue a public order on the matter before the end of the day. President Donald Trump has declared TikTok is a threat to national security. He has demanded that it either sell its U.S. operations to U.S. companies or be banned from operating inside the United States. TikTok is owned by Chinese company ByteDance and is scrambling to firm up a partnership deal with the tech company Oracle and retail giant Walmart. Armenia declared martial law and total military mobilization after clashes with Azerbaijan over the Nagorno-Karabakh enclave, according to Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan on Sunday. Armenia and Azerbaijan reported heavy fighting around Nagorno-Karabakh Sunday morning. The enclave has a majority Armenian population, but it is located entirely inside Azerbaijan. Armenia accused neighboring Azerbaijan of attacks on civilian settlements in the disputed region. In a statement, the Armenian Defense Ministry said, "Our response will be proportionate, and the military political leadership of Azerbaijan bears full responsibility for the situation." The ministry also said its troops shot down two Azerbaijani military helicopters and three drones after Baku's forces began bombing the breakaway enclave. Azerbaijan's defense ministry said confirmed the downing of only one helicopter and said its crew had survived. More on this story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA. U.S. President Donald Trump on Saturday nominated Amy Coney Barrett to fill the Supreme Court vacancy left by the death of liberal justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The nomination gives him an opportunity to make the court more conservative ahead of the November 3rd presidential election. The president said he believed it should be a straightforward and prompt confirmation and urged lawmakers and media to refrain from personal and partisan attacks on Barrett. Polls show a majority of Americans, as well as Democratic lawmakers, want the winner of November's presidential election to select the nominee. When VOA asked Mr. Trump about that, the president replied, "I don't think they know Amy." He predicted, "I think this will be done before the election." Mr. Trump had promised to nominate a woman to succeed Justice Ginsburg, who died last week at age 87. If confirmed, Barrett would be the first mother of school-aged children to serve on the nation's highest court. At age 48, she would also be the youngest judge on the 9-member Supreme Court. President Trump said Sunday he will demand that his Democratic challenger in the November 3rd national election, former Vice President Joe Biden, take a drug test before or after their debate this Tuesday night, suggesting that Biden's uneven performance in previous political debates this year was because he was on drugs. Trump's unorthodox accusation, which he has made before, comes as he continues to trail Biden in national polling. The 74-year-old Trump has often questioned the mental acuity of the 77-year-old Biden. Biden has laughed off Trump's accusations, saying he'll match Trump and more in a debate. Trump and Biden are debating three times in the next month, starting Tuesday. 5 weeks ahead of the election, Biden is maintaining a 7 percentage point lead over Mr. Trump, according to a compilation of polls by the Real Clear Politics website. Biden's lead is narrower in key battleground states that are likely to determine the overall outcome. Biden has a 10-point advantage among likely voters, 54% to 44%, in a new Washington Post ABC News poll released on Sunday. And three people were arrested Saturday night at a right-wing rally in Portland, Oregon. Police say they are also investigating one assault. The rally attracted several hundred people, far short of the crowd of 10,000 that organizers had expected. The rally began at noon and was mostly over by 3 p.m. The Oregon Department of Transportation briefly closed an interstate to keep competing groups separate, it said. That was according to a spokesman with the local sheriff's office. The three arrests included a man suspected of driving while under the influence of drugs or alcohol and a woman with an outstanding arrest warrant. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.